manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
I hear the comments all the time. I love the way you guys play. I'm like, gee, I wish I felt more like that.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop, as well as Cannon and Dunphy.
McGill's 1-1. Hit off the end of the bat. Shallow left. Churio is diving, and he caught it. Game over. Jackson Churio comes up with a sliding catch. He takes a bloop hit away from Seiya Suzuki, and the Brewers hang on to a 4-3 victory over the Cubs.
What a blast. This series simply does not disappoint. Exciting games through Brewers and Cubs will go again today after the Brewers take that one 4-3 on Monday. Manager Pat Murphy on the line with us this morning. Boy, exciting right down to that bottom of the ninth, Murph.
That was a great ball game all the way around.
Let's talk about the first of all the pitching matchup and how things went on that end, and then we'll kind of get into how things ended. What did you feel or what did you see from your starter on Monday?
Yeah, Gas was great. Second great start. Whenever you're facing a team, you know, twice in a week, it's very difficult advantage position player. But Gas did a great job. It's, in my mind, his two best outings in his career. As a young pitcher grows and solidifies himself in the big leagues, you need outings like that to just solidify, like, wow, I belong here. I mean, the Cubs are the number one offense in baseball, and he held them at bay, and it was he matched their guy for a while, and I thought he was magnificent.
That's high praise. So for the layman, what did you see that was so good?
He got him out. Yeah. That's for any for anybody. You know, guys were going back to the dugout, so he gave up one run, and he was in control, and like I said, they have a very potent offense.
Love how the game ended. Let's talk offensively first. You managed to put up three runs in the eighth, and that was really important. Not only just the one that put you over, but then to get some insurance runs there as well. Great at-bats from Jackson Churio and from all-star Christian Yelich.
Yeah, no, they were great. The whole lineup there, Mitchell, leadoff walk, Ortiz double in the corner, then Churio. Battles, and it hits a 98 mile an hour fastball to the right side, gets through. We score two runs. Then we keep battling. Bauer's walk and a pinch hit walk, and then Yelich with a big sack fly. The key note there is a lot of those guys didn't have good at bats. Churio had three poor at bats before then. To have his best at bat be his last at bat is sometimes the antidote to greatness. So I thought it was a great inning put together, and then our defense, Lara made an incredible catch at the fence, and then Churio makes a diving catch to end the game.
Murph, on Bowers, I know you want to get the kid some time off. I know he's got the shin splints, and I think he still has that broken toe, so you're trying to get these guys time off. What was that conversation of, you know, getting him that at-bat where he does draw the walk there? Hey, kid, sorry, need you.
Yeah, I mean, he understands. He wanted to play yesterday.
And, yeah, he did.
He's not going to play. He's not going to be in the lineup today either. But you know, they want to play, and they're used to playing in a little pain. But you have to do what's best. But when you need them off the bench, you can't have them active on your roster if they can't help you for that day. Sometimes they're down for the day. But Jake said he could go, and he's a team guy all the way. So I knew he could. The key is, do you have your mental capacity to give yourself a good at bat? You know, it's like when you guys come into work and you're a little bit sick. Can you still function and do what you do? You know,
so you got
the high level of concentration it takes to do your job. I'm not quite sure you guys. Can.
Yeah. At 80%, right, yeah. I'm still pretty good.
So you got Miz on the mound tonight, Mizorowski. It's a home game, so I don't have to worry about the mound. But serious question on that: is that something that concerns you? Are mounds at visiting when you guys are visitors at other parks are mounds being poorly neglected, or are they being treated a different way because they know Miz might be pitching?
Well, I hope not. I hope not. I think the integrity of the game is better than that. But certainly, it's about Miz trying to get extra. When he gets extra and tries to get deeper down the mound, that's when he's so tall. that that's when the mounds get a little softer and he slips a little bit more. So I think it's really about his delivery, keeping his delivery intact. If any mound is too slippery, then we'll get it fixed. And oftentimes, you know, he's trying to reach for more with his lower half, and that doesn't help anything.
Is it a comfort level as well, Murph? Mound aside, some guys just pitch better at home than they do on the road. I don't know what the stats breakdown for Miz, but you know, if you're more comfortable at AmFam, that works well. He's your game one starter, no matter what series we're in.
Well, I think that can be natural when a pitcher's young to understand that they're more comfortable at home. But I think in time, the great ones, you know, I think it all evens out. I don't think anybody has a big disparity between home and away once they're, you know, the good ones. I mean, you're going to find, you know, people that have that, but all in all, it's pretty close.
But it was interesting what you said about Kyle Harrison, and I think I read the quote correctly. Obviously, Harrison hasn't been pitching as well as anyone would like. I'm sure he would like to be doing better than he is at the moment. And you brought up the confidence level that, you know, he has all the tools. It's a confidence thing, and that's interesting, right? Because it's like the confidence is an interesting muscle, and it's hard to quantify how to get that back.
Yeah. Well, that's the smartest thing you've ever said that I've heard.
Thank you.
No, seriously. I mean, that's it. That's our game. You know, that's our life. Let's be honest. Any of us that have to do a task to perform, you know, especially in front of people and that type of thing, like, confidence is a huge thing. And as we all know, but controlling it, getting it, losing it, that's all plays into our mental toughness. And, you know, we can sit here and tell ourselves we're mentally tough, but not in all areas and not when you're really exposed. And I think this kid Harrison has had his, you know, best year of his career. And then he's hit a few bumps in the road, much like Miz did last year. You know, there's bumps in the road and you got to respond to them. And this kid has what it takes to respond to it. So I'm really hopeful. And I think he'll get back on track.
Hey, were you able to catch any of the Notre Dame game?
No, you know, I didn't. My brother was in town and he went up to it. I had a lot of friends go up to it. You know, I heard all about it, almost play by play. But, you know, I saw a couple highlights, I guess. And I didn't know. I was like, what game is this they're showing highlights of? Because the Notre Dame uniforms were much different than I know. And I was like, wow, that's odd. But again, yeah, no, I didn't follow it.
Not sure if this if word got through the clubhouse, but this cat down in Nashville is Thomas Pannone, threw a perfect game, 32 years old.
He pitched for us this year. Pitched for us this year. He made a start for us this year in San Francisco.
So I have to imagine that doesn't happen a lot because, A, throwing a perfect game is really hard, but, B, at the AAA level, Murph, there are a lot of things going on other than just trying to win a ball game. You got this guy needs to throw this many. A lot of other things have to factor into that.
Have to line up. Right. That's right. That's right.
So that's great. Really remarkable.
He's a great kid. And a great kid. So I'm really happy for him. Yeah.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360. Brewers and Cubs once again tonight. Thanks, Skip.
Thank you, guys.
And in honor of Luis Lara.
Okay.
Caller number 18. It's a pair of tickets.
At the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line, caller 18 to 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. How come I didn't get a smart thing said? That was pretty smart, pretty insightful, what I just said right there. Huh?
That was.
You know, when you're at the minor league level, Eric, this guy might need to get some innings.
That's a great point.
This guy's on a rehab assignment.
That's a
fantastic
point.
You're not always trying to win the game. Yeah. So you don't have a guy throw nine innings, nine complete. I didn't get anything on that. Actually, you know what, man? It's almost better
better
not
that
be
way.
Mentioned when class is in session with Murph, Deb.
Bitter party of one. Your table is waiting.
He's going to start making fun of you next.
Great.